He's his co-host on the radio show, Smiley and West, Cornell West. Cornell, welcome.
Blessing to be here.
Nice to see you.
To have me on. Always a blessing to be on with Brother Tavis.
Now, listen, you were a big supporter of President Obama.
Oh, absolutely.
But you've also said this recently. You've described him as the black mascot of Wall Street oligarchs and a black puppet of corporate plutocrats. And now he has become head of the American killing machine, and he's proud of it. Pretty strong words. You stand by those words?
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I supported my dear brother Barack Obama because I wanted to bring an end to the age of Reagan. Greed running amok at the top, indifference to poor people, and highly polarized body politic. When he moves into office, who do we get? We get his economic team coming right out of Wall Street, in the shadow of Wall Street. America had a nervous breakdown in 2008 owing to what? Wall Street greed. Now, all of us are greedy. We're Christians. Tabs and I are Christians. We know we all have gangster proclivities. But gangster actions, fraudulent behavior, insider trading, all the various criminal activities, none of it investigated or prosecuted as of now, that's what led to our breakdown. Now we're having convulsions. A debate over cutting? Cutting and we come to poor people? There is a state of emergency in America. It is a matter of national security to condition the poor and working people as much as Iraq and as much as Afghanistan. Barack Obama does not make that a priority.
What?
That's why I'm deeply disappointed.
Why is he not prioritizing this?
He's got the wrong team. He's got the wrong people around him. It's very clear. You say he, for example, I heard you say he's very calm and serene. I love calmness and serenity, but you know what? When people I'm concerned about are catching hell, which is working people of all colors, poor people of all colors, then you ought to have a state of emergency. FDR had a state of emergency. Abraham Lincoln, state of emergency. LBJ, our white brother from Jim Crow, Texas, has a state of emergency in regard to black Americans.
Does the African,
he had conscience. He had
let me ask you a difficult question. Does the African-American community in America generally, do you think, does he feel particularly let down because he's African-American, that you feel he's not doing enough for other African-Americans, many of whom are poor?
I think Brother Tavis said it well. I think there's an ambivalence. I think in black America, black people, for the most part, have a deep sense of protection of Barack Obama, right? He's viciously attacked by right wing and Fox News and others all the time. He lives under threat of death. We all pray for him daily.
But I mean, I haven't heard Fox News quite say what you said about him, so...
Well, no,
so
I
want to...
You know, the reason is, I tell the truth, Fox News.